So how is air lifted by the cold pool? Well, as we mentioned before, it comes down to shear and cold pool interaction. New storm development will favor the side of a multi-cell storm where the ambient winds are positive relative to the orientation of the boundary, and we'll show you some examples. In this case, let's say there's no shear or very minimal shear present. There will be no preferred flank for new cell development. We'll explain why. A downdraft will produce a cold pool. The downdraft and cold pool produce low-level convergence, which can then lead to new updrafts. The height of the LFC, or the height to which parcels will need to be lifted to develop into new thunderstorms, will then determine whether or not a new storm growth will occur. A lower LFC height, such as LFC1 labeled here, given the cold pool depth shown by the blue shaded area, would probably favor new storm growth with a cold pool at the depth shown. But if it's a little higher, say at LFC2, new cell growth would appear unlikely in the absence of some other new forcing, so your actual new development probably would depend more on the height of your LFC, which could be determined by local moisture, or just areas where there's just a little bit more low-level convergence present, but not a general forecastable preference.